Eric Frickberg's here with an update on the rural news. Hi, Eric.
Good morning.
Now, Federated Farmers fears this latest setback in the fight against COVID will make it even harder to get those skilled workers that they were looking for this summer.
Yeah, that's right, Corin. Every year, people like combine harvest operators from places like Britain and Ireland finish the northern season and come down here for the southern summer. A survey has found the industry needs 206 skilled workers for the coming farm production season. Now, the government was already sounding doubtful about letting them in, and the president of Federated Farmers, Andrew Hoggard, fears it might be even harder now.
I guess it'll heighten the concerns around, are we able to going to be able to get in those essential sort of contractors, harvester or drivers that we've been asking for and hoping that we'll be allowed in, so that we've got enough people on the ground to probably do the silage harvest this year. And that would be my big concern right now, is this is going to set back that process and what we've been working for in that regard.
Is there any way you could find alternative workers from any other source if these people can't come in?
Well, you're talking about silage harvesters are often more than $1 million worth of equipment. I don't even know if I could hop in one of them, and I probably couldn't just hop in one of them and run it, even though I've got 20 years of driving a tractor. It is quite a skilled job. You do need people that know what they're doing. So it is going to be extraordinarily difficult without the usual sort of influx of UK and Irish contractors that we get at this time of year.
Well, you had an uphill battle even before we went into this new stage. Perhaps this makes it even more difficult.
I think it will, yeah. And so that is probably the chief concern around this right now for farmers, particularly, if we end up find out these cases were linked to managed isolation, and kind of proves it wasn't that well managed, and puts doubt into the ability to upscale that.
Is there any source of workers, perhaps from groups of people who have retired or moved on to other jobs, who might be brought back to do this kind of job?
Certainly there's been questions asked of, the arable industry, whether or not there's staff there that couldn't do it, retired farmers potentially, the contracting industry's doing their best to try and find that staff, and running training programs to get people at least doing the simple sort of tractor tasks, but it is those skilled ones that the harvester drivers that is going to be the real challenge.
And on one other matter, farmers are by definition isolated, so relatively safe perhaps from COVID. But in the farm goods processing industry, there's a lot of extra problems. Now, we got through that last time in, say, dairy companies and meatworks and so on. Do you think they've learned anything that they could put into practice next time around if it gets any worse than it is?
Quite possibly. Probably if it does get worse, I think the meatworks were generally the more challenging environment with the chains. Dairy factories are fairly isolated, and you've got people in, they're not standing together in a chain. They're sort of in control rooms and, moving around the facility. So in the milk processing side of things, it was probably easier to maintain the social distancing. But then again, it hit at a time of year where the previous lockdown was at a time of year where milk volumes were fairly low, so it might be more of a challenge coming into the spring if we end up with a wider lockdown. And the reverse is for the meat industry, this is the time of year where there's not too much in the way of stock going to the works. So it'll possibly, if there is a wider lockdown, it'll possibly be easier on them. But I'm sure both sectors have had plenty of learnings, as they say, that they can take away from it.
That was the president of Federated Farmers, Andrew Hoggard. He was speaking to me from his milking shed about half an hour ago.
Thank you very much, Eric, for that update.